Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's time for our pre-opening commodity market report on AM 580. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says that the number of U.S. workers filing new claims for jobless aid fell 12,000 last week. Initial claims for state unemployment insurance benefits declined to a seasonally adjusted 631,000 in the week ending May 16th. From a revised 643,000 the prior week. New claims have now declined in three of the last 4 weeks. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending May 14th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 0.7. Next year, 20.0. Corn this year, 26.9. Next year, 5.5. Soybeans this year, 25.7. And next year, 24.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 83.21, down 100 points. The NASDAQ 17.16 is down 11.20, and the S&P 500 is at 894, and it's down 8.87 points. Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, the models, the U.S. model, is a lot like the hokey pokey. You put the rain in, you put the rain out.
Yeah, well, that's why you still have meteorologists to analyze things and not just go on the models. I know a lot of people just sit there awaiting the latest GFS run, the Global Forecast System, the American model, which is readily available on many websites four times a day, going out 16 days or 384 hours, but a lot of it's not accurate. And that's part of the fun of the job here is trying to determine what's accurate and what's not. And I think today, as we look at the growing areas forecast, it's pretty clear that all the focus is on the potential rainfall for early next week. Early this week, the National Weather Service was calling for dry weather through early next week, just a way prolonged period of dry weather. Well, some agricultural forecasters were calling for some rain coming in this weekend and early next week. And National Weather Service has now completely done a flip-flop. In fact, their five-day weather forecast has several inches of rain coming into the Ohio Valley over the next 5 days. Whether that much falls remains to be seen. If that much does fall, then, of course, we'll have some flooding problems. Yesterday, I just came back to this shift after being away from working the mornings for a long period of time. And my report to you yesterday was that on Sunday and Monday, rain should arrive in many areas of the Corn Belt, and that should continue into the middle of next week. And this could be another soaker that would once again put a stop to planting and field work, and thus crops not planted in the next few days might have to wait until early June, and that situation would have to be watched closely. That's what I said yesterday, and in general, that is what I still believe this morning. There is still some uncertainty regarding this system coming in over the weekend into early next week. There's uncertainty regarding the track, the strength of the system, and the speed of this weather system as there's no jet stream to really push it along. Right now, it's over the Florida area. We'll be drifting over the Gulf of Mexico over the next couple of days, and then this system's expected to drift northward over the weekend. And because there's no real oomph or push behind it, that leaves a lot of questions. First, on the timing, when will the rain arrive? it might be a little slower to arrive than what we're thinking. I think the first showers from this system will probably reach the Ohio Valley on Sunday, but it could hold off till Monday for many areas of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. And if that's the case, that would benefit planting, because that would mean another day. If you're a producer and you're planting, I would just suggest as soon as you can get your fields ready for getting out there with the planters to do so. I think you're good through Saturday. You might be good through Sunday, especially in some central Illinois and Indiana locations, as there might be a few showers here from time to time working into northern sections. And, of course, this system, the more widespread rain system approaching from the south. It does still look like Monday into early next week we'll get some rain. Amounts will probably be at least a half an inch to an inch. If it stalls or gets a little stronger, we could have a little more than that. Those are some of the questions yet to be answered. Some showers may be working into the northwestern cold corn belt with a weak cold front over the next couple of days, and actually they could use some rain there. They're ahead of schedule planting in parts of Minnesota and Nebraska, and those areas have been dry of late. They could use some rain. The wettest areas have been Missouri, southern and eastern Iowa, Illinois, and much of Indiana over the last month or so. It's been a little dry in parts of Ohio, too, and northeastern Indiana, so they're probably going to progress a little more quickly with planting here the next few days. Anyway, we'll keep tabs on this and have another update tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 6.48¾, down 1¼, last trade down 4¼. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 5.97¼, down a half, last trade down 4. December, 6.45, down 1¼, last trade down 4¾. July corn opened at 4.25½, down a half, last trade down 3¼. December, 4.46½, down 3/4, last trade down 3¼. July of 2010, 4.70, down 3/4, last trade down 1/4. July soybeans opened at 11.66, down 3, last trade down 14¼. November, 10.11½, down 3, last trade down 9. May of 2010, 9.93¼, down 1, last trade down 3¼. July soybean meal opened at 3.75, up 20, last trade down 3.10. July soybean oil opened at 38.40, up 3, last trade down 52. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen. Generally, I would say, looking at the export sales report, the beans were pretty doggone good for this time of year. But heading into a three-day weekend, I kind of wonder if the trade is just going to be all kinds of choppy.
I think we'll be choppy. I think the key is going to be watching the meal. And if this meal is down $2 to $3 at the outset, it's going to weigh on the beans as well. We certainly have seen meal as the leader this week, bean oil just not able to do anything. So export bookings, when the thing that I noticed on these export bookings, Dave, was the really strong new crop export bookings, and I thought that a lot of these old crop beans might be shifted into new crop by the time we rolled around into the middle of the summer, but we're starting to see some pretty hefty buys on the new crop. You know, we came in at 50 million bushel on the total. We'll be up a penny, maybe down 4 or 5 cents. Something like that, but I think you're right. We'll see a choppy day. Certainly, looking at chop yesterday on that July-November bean spread that everybody's been keying in on, we went to $1.82 premium July and back to $1.51. Pretty wild.
And it looks like when you talk about the meal, 340s, low 340s is a real possibility.
Yeah, I would think so. I've been thinking that the July was going to test 400 before we went there. So,
Turn your attention to the corn, please.
The corn market, I think, will be down a penny or two. Export bookings came in okay, not anything wonderful. Improved weather for the next several days before Ed's big storm the first of the week. I think we'll see some profit taking going into a long weekend.
And are we setting ourselves up for a potentially a very violent trade on Monday night?
Yeah, I think that will be pretty logical to see something crazy. And that's going to, I think, really depend on what the weather forecasts look like as we go into the end of the week.
Wheat exports for this year, 0.7?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty puny. And really, we're winding down that crop year, so a small sale for the 08-09 year isn't all that terrible, but we'll be down to maybe as much as 5 today.
Turn your attention to the livestock, please.
We'll probably have a mixed day. I think we'll be extremely quiet on the meats today. I'd look for down 20 to up 30 in the cattle. Maybe down 10 to up 40 in the hogs. We need follow-through buying on these hogs if we're going to move up out of this just kind of choppy action this week.
20 seconds to go or thereabouts. Do you think the livestock market is ready to go on the live cattle?
Technically, it looks like it would like to. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, the big problem is we haven't seen beefed-up demand. And, you know, we're right moving into barbecue season where beef is usually king.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Moorton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.